Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
We all expect to see wine lists at restaurants, but we never think about where they come from or who makes them. And it's interesting to look at a wine list in its origin, sort of like the universe being formed from its primordial ooze, as it were. So in September 2012, Bon Appetit, there was an interesting article by a man who just opened his own restaurant and was faced with the decision of, what kind of wine list do I create?
This article is by David Lynch, who worked as a sommelier at Babbo in New York. That's Mario Batali's restaurant. And Quince in San Francisco. And now he's just opened St. Vincent, also in San Francisco. And he gives us five concepts that sort of guide the way that he puts together a wine list, and he's putting together a wine list for his new restaurant.
Okay, so let's go over these 5 points, because I think they're intriguing. He says, number one, you say champagne, I say Crémant.
Instead of putting a pricey champagne on a wine list that most people can't afford, he is going to a less expensive form of bubbles. In this case, he decides it's going to be Crémant de Bourgogne, and Crémant is the word that means made in the method of champagne throughout France. And you can find Crémant d'Alsace, Crémant de Bourgogne, Crémant to all sorts of areas. And his idea is that because in Burgundy, you're going to get Pinot Noir and Champagne, the same grapes that are used in the region of Champagne, why not use the less expensive version?
Buy Madeira? Who buys Madeira?
Yeah, this one really threw me for a loop. I looked at his explanation, and he likes Madeira because it's semi-sweet, and he says, therefore, drinkable at any point in the meal. It can be chilled as an aperitif, paired with cheese or mushroom-driven dishes, sipped as a lighter yet profound whiskey alternative after dinner. And I'm wondering now if Madeira is the new sherry that we were on the bandwagon for 5 to 10 years ago. I was surprised to see the buy Madeira, but I sort of get it.
Mm-hmm. If you're good, I'll sing Have Some Madeira for you.
Celebrate Lucky me.
Diversity in your wine choice. There's a lot to celebrate about diversity in wine choice these days.
Well, this is something we talk about all the time, and it's sort of connected to the Champagne Crémant. There are so many good wines from unexpected places that are around $15. So why feel like you have to buy from California when you can buy from Argentina, or you can buy from South Africa?
Slovenia. Anywhere. It's incredible how much good wine is in the world. Right now, we're in a golden age in some ways. Drink what you love. I like this concept a lot.
Lynch writes, don't go to the store for your next dinner party thinking, oh, Fred really loves Shiraz. I'll get that. It's your house and you've got to drink too. Make it about what you really enjoy and Fred can get on board or not. Chances are he will.
The only bad glass is the first glass.
Well, I mean, there are some different ways to look at this. If you're making grouper and Fred likes Shiraz, that's a horrible pairing and you're doing no one any favors by buying Shiraz. But if Shiraz is not your favorite, you know, buy Zinfandel, buy Merlot, buy a Cote d'Aron, and you get a little Shiraz tempered by Grenache.
Mm-hmm. See the red light. I like this idea because there are some fabulous light red options. You don't have to get plonked over the head by your plonk.
A wine list should have lighter reds like Beaujolais or Sangiovese, as well as the heavier reds. And that makes perfect sense.
Excellent. So where does this come from once again?
Once again, this comes from the current issue of Bon Appetit. That's September 2012. The rules to drink by was put together by David Lynch, who owns St. Vincent Restaurant in San Francisco.
Excellent. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.